New Zealand allows euthanasia for coronavirus patients in some circumstances. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on December 26, 2021. New Zealand's Ministry of Health has confirmed that patients suffering from the Wuhan coronavirus could be eligible for a right to a lethal injection under the nation's new euthanasia law. The End of Life Choice Act 2019, which came into force last month, was enacted to give persons who have a terminal illness and who meet certain criteria the option of lawfully requesting medical assistance to end their lives, and to establish a lawful process for assisting eligible persons who exercise that option. The Health Ministry responded to a request for clarification regarding provisions of the Act, declaring that in some circumstances a person with COVID-19 may be eligible for assisted dying, the Catholic Herald reported last week. The request for clarification under New Zealand's Official Information Act came from Henrik Klosterboer, editor of an anti-euthanasia website called The Defender, and was worded as follows. Could a patient who is severely hospitalized with COVID-19 potentially be eligible for assisted suicide or euthanasia under the Act if a health practitioner viewed their prognosis as less than 6 months? The Ministry of Health said that the determination of eligibility is made by medical personnel and could include a person suffering from the coronavirus. Its official response reads, "There are clear eligibility criteria for assisted dying. These include that a person must have a terminal illness that is likely to end their life within 6 months. A terminal illness is most often a prolonged disease where treatment is not effective. The EELC Act states eligibility is determined by the attending medical practitioner, AMP, and the independent medical practitioner. Eligibility is determined on a case-by-case basis. Therefore, the ministry cannot make definitive statements about who is eligible. In some circumstances, a person with COVID-19 may be eligible for assisted dying." Follow at Williams Rome.